In Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, Jesus is asked, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, the law in the Bible is one of those topics that causes a lot of confusion still today. But when you look back at the Gospels and you look at Jesus teaching the people, you look at him dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees, you can see that the law of God caused a lot of confusion 2,000 years ago as well. But one of the most important things in understanding what is going on with the law, and also understanding what God was doing with Israel in the Old Testament, and therefore doing with mankind, because you have to remember that Israel was a microcosm of mankind. God had just fragmented the human race after the Noah's flood in order to hold down the escalation of sin so it did not go back to where it was in the pre-flood world. And then he begins to deal with one man, Abraham, and his family, and then the nation that comes from him. But in dealing with Israel, God is dealing with the whole world, because Israel is a microcosm of the world. And that's part of what it meant for Israel to be a priestly people. Israel, in more ways than one, represented the entire world. Israel represented the world in her fallenness, in her stubbornness, in her sin. Israel was a picture of all of us. And that's why when Jesus was crucified, we were all there. We were all there through our representatives. Every single one of us in our fallenness was saying, "We will not have this man to rule over us. Give us Barabbas, not Jesus. Crucify him." But Israel also represented us in terms of receiving the light of God and the grace of God. And so when we look at any kind of a difficult topic, and all the topics get confused and complex in the Bible because of the fact that you're dealing with a representative people who are both fallen and yet are being redeemed by God. That means it's going to be complicated. One of the most important things for us to do when we go in the Bible and we try to see what does it teach us about the law of God, whenever you're surveying a complex piece of land, your first duty is find the corner stakes. Find the boundaries, the outer boundary. What are the things you can know for sure? Here's this corner stake. And what you can see pretty much in the Bible is God will take pains to make the corner stakes really clear. But you have to identify them, and you drive that stake where God says it goes, and once you've put it there, do not touch it. A corner stake with regard to the law is exactly what we have in Matthew chapter 22. We have Jesus himself telling us that everything in the law, and indeed everything in the prophets, in other words, everything in the Old Testament, was all related to loving God and loving neighbor. That's what it was all about. And this tells us some really revolutionary things about God and about the moral commands that he gave to the human race in the Old Testament. First of all, we see here that it's all positive. The two great commands that the whole law hangs on are both affirmative. There's nothing forbidden here. It simply says, love God with all that you are, your entire being, and all that you have, and love your neighbor the same way you would love yourself. In other words, seek your neighbor's good the same way you would seek your good. They're both affirmative. Nothing is forbidden. The Ten Commandments, most of which are negative, forbidding things, are setting forth mostly these are things that you will never do if you love God with all that you are and you love your neighbor as yourself. But this shows us something very profound about what God made us for as well. Because when you look at codes, law codes, and particularly if you look at ancient law codes, and this is something that a lot of times they like to do in textbooks, is basically say, well, the law of Moses, it was pretty much just like all these ancient law codes. It's like the Code of Hammurabi and the rest of these ancient law codes. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Why is it not? Because at its base, it's an affirmative command. And at its base, it's based on personal relationships. It's based on a relationship with God, a relationship with one another, based on our relationship with God. And it is commanding love. That is unique. That is absolutely unique. And so Jesus says that is what it was all about. Loving God, loving neighbor. That's what he was talking to Israel about when he brought them out in the Exodus. Even though they were the descendants of Abraham, even though God had intervened and brought them out of the Exodus and had delivered them, this was a people who needed to know what it meant to love. They really didn't know. I'm sure they talked about love a lot. I'm sure they talked about God a lot and the divine a lot and being blessed in this life a lot and how we should treat other people a lot. But it was a people who did not know what it meant to love. Again, that's a picture of the human race. That's really what the law is about. And so you see that while the law, if you are unregenerate, if you have not come to Christ, the law is going to condemn you. Because this is the standard. Perfect love toward God with all that you are. And then seeking your neighbor's good in the same way that you would seek your own good. That's the standard. Are you going to pass muster under that standard? No, we're not. And you don't even have to get out of our hearts before we fail. We fail right there in our hearts, and then we fail in everything that comes out of our hearts. But if you have come to God through Christ, and you are related to God with Christ, you have His Spirit within you, then the law becomes your friend. Because as a Christian, you want to be convicted of your sins, do you not? Because you want to walk with God. You want to be a disciple of Christ. You can't do that unless you have God working in you to convict you of your sins. Well, there's the standard. And the other thing is you want to grow in grace and you want to grow in your walk with God. The law becomes your tutor to teach you what it means to love God and love neighbor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.